come to 1 hour personal and corporate worship. God bless you for joining us. Our divine mandate as a ministry is to preach God's word to the lost through God-inspired music. Edify believers through scripturally sound music. Raise and deploy seasoned ministers of God in music through service. Your being here is not by chance, but carefully orchestrated by God for your spiritual growth and development into an active believer in kingdom service. As you fellowship and serve with us at Glow Music, God will meet your every need and godly desire according to his word in Psalm 37, verse 4, which says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Amen. Today, before our worship, we'll be looking at the essence of wisdom in music ministry. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence once again. We pray that you lead us as we study your word this evening. Reveal to us truths from your word that will transform our lives and our ministries, as well as Glow Music Ministry. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 24, verse 3a. Through wisdom is an house builded. Through wisdom is an house builded. The word of the Lord in the scripture is telling us that wisdom is the building blocks of life, and all creation is a product of God's wisdom, God's infinite wisdom. And it's important, it being the building blocks of life, it's important that we operate in wisdom in music ministry. And music ministry is an area that requires a high level of excellence. And all our elements of music as believers must be outstanding. We should not see it as just one of those things. Oh, we came to rehearse to sing on a stage. What's important is that we are singing and we are believers. God also appreciates excellence. That is why in Genesis 1 verse 31, he looked at all that he had created and then he said it was very good. God likes to see things that are very good. So it's important that we put in all our best in music ministry. And that's why we need the spirit of wisdom. We need divine wisdom. Hallelujah. So we are going to look at a story of a man called Bezaleel in Exodus 35, verse 30 to 35. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord had called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he had filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold and in silver and in brass, and in the cutting of stones to set them, and in carving of wood to make any manner of cunning. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab's son, the son of Ahisamach of the tribe of Dan. Verse 35. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart to work all manner of work of the engraver and of the cunning workman and of the embroiderer, in blue and in purple, in scarlet and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work. Hallelujah. So in verse 35, we find out that God filled them with wisdom to be able to work excellently, to be able to carve wood, to be able to do engraving, embroidery. God filled them with the spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. And this infilling of the wisdom gave Bezaleel various abilities. He was able to devise curious works, do different kind of works. He was able to even teach and mentor others. So it's important to note that all those who worked on God's temple were filled with the spirit of wisdom. Let's include singers as well. David at a point played by the spirit of wisdom. And the evil spirit left King Saul. And David, we know, apart from being a king, he was also a musician. He played the harp. And he operated by divine wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So how can we receive this wisdom that we speak of? Divine wisdom. How can we receive it? In James 1:5, it talks about prayer, asking the Lord for the spirit of wisdom. Asking God for the spirit of wisdom. You can ask God just like God asked Solomon. And he mentioned that he needed wisdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Also, another way is through the laying on of hands. In Deuteronomy 34, verse 9, read that Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of wisdom because Moses had laid his hand on him. So wisdom can be imparted with the laying on of hands. Amen.
Amen.
And also, it's wisdom through learning or observation. The scripture in Acts 7, verse 22, and Moses was learned in all wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deed. Another way is also by teaching, where we find in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 11, that I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in the right paths. Amen.
Amen.
So it's important to have the spirit of wisdom, operate in high level of excellence, and to be able to impact in music ministry. You don't just need the knowledge, you need the wisdom to be able to apply that knowledge that you have learned, that through vocal drills or going to a music school, learning to play the instrument. It's good that you have knowledge, but you need wisdom to be able to operate such a way that lives will be transformed, even starting from you. Amen.
Amen.
So we are going to pray. And so you pray this prayer after me. Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
Pray that you give me wisdom.
I pray that you give me wisdom.
Be able to operate in music ministry.
Be able to operate in the music.
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Have just 2 minutes to say this prayer in your own words, asking the Lord to give you wisdom. Be able to operate in music ministry, various aspects. God blessed David with that spirit, and he was able to even play that demons left, devils left. God, give us the spirit of wisdom. Give us the spirit of wisdom in this cunning world. In this world where we have earthly wisdom, people trying to tell us what to do. We don't want to do what the world wants us to do. We want to do what you want us to do, God. So give unto us that spirit of wisdom to be able to operate effectively, King impact in the world, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this revelation that we need. The spirit of wisdom to excel, the spirit of wisdom to be able to excel to the point of even mentoring others in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Give you all the glory, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. As we go into worship hour, let's prepare our hearts. And let us thank God for the opportunity to sing songs of worship to Him. So open up your mouth and give God all the thanks for the opportunity this evening to sing songs of worship to Him. Lord, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this opportunity to sing songs of worship to you. We are grateful that we have such a time as this to meet as a family and as individuals to sing songs of worship to you, our King, our Lord, and our God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Also ask that the Lord will forgive you of any known and unknown sins, that the Lord will cleanse you with the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. As you go into worship, pray that prayer right now, that the Lord should forgive you of any known and unknown sins you may have committed. also use this opportunity to forgive anyone that has offended you in any way right now. Use this opportunity to forgive anyone. Release them from your heart right now. Release them from your heart. The Holy Spirit is here to help you. Lord, I release them from my heart. Release them from your heart. You can mention their names and say, I release them from my heart. Anyone that has offended me, Lord, I release them from my heart. Finally, you want to pray that, Father in heaven, please accept my worship as I sing unto you. Father in heaven, please accept my worship as I sing unto you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Jeremiah 10, verse 6. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great and mighty. Amen.
Amen.
There is none like unto our God. In all the earth, in the heavens, under the earth, there is none like unto our God. So this evening we want to give him all the worship. Worship God from the depths of your heart. In the name of Jesus.
And find there is none like eternity long and find there's none like you.
Thank you, Jesus. 1 Samuel 2:2. There is no one holy like the Lord. Indeed, there is no one besides you. Nor is there any rock like our God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no one we can depend on like our God. You are holy. Lord, there is none like you. You are holy, Jesus, holy. Glory to you, my Lord. You are holy, you are holy.
Alpha, where I belong.
Jesus, give God all the glory. We thank you, Jesus. Worship our God, for there is none like him. Give him all the praise, give him all the glory.
Chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. On the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a noise like a violent rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them tongues of fire distributing themselves, and they rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
And began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit was, as the Spirit was giving them utterance. So they spoke with other tongues, but when they had to speak to the people in understanding, they had received the Holy Spirit, and the expression of the Spirit of wisdom was also at work in them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're saying, Holy Spirit, rain down again. Like you've done before, do again.
Amen.
In different tongues, they receive power, they receive boldness. That's what we need in this end time, to live like He wants us to walk in wisdom, to know what to say in a way that anybody else cannot again say. Come on, somebody, just speak in the language of the Holy Spirit, because it's raining down on us right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it's raining down on us right now. Holy Spirit, fill us afresh, oh God. Bring new wine to overflow. New wine to overflow. Rain on us. Fresh fire of the Holy Spirit, rain on us, oh God. Like you Spirit.
Ezekiel 36, verse 27. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And I'll put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. Amen.
Amen. To the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. The weakness of God is stronger than men. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's none wiser like our God.
Yes.
As we worship this wise God, let his wisdom find expression in us.
Amen.
So that people look at us and say, yeah, this one has been with Christ.
Yes.
Unya opaye iwaye. 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The same wise God at creation is the same wise God today. Forever will be the same wise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God, just exalt his name, somebody. This God who doesn't change and forever remains the same. Exalt him, somebody.
Jesus.
Romans 11:33-36. I'm reading the Amplified Version. It says, oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and decisions, and how unfathomable and untraceable are his ways. That's why there's nobody that can be like him.
Oh, Nyami.
I know you have a really big God you lean on. Some excitement it comes with.
Oh,
For man shall live once, and after that there is judgment. Jesus paid the price for our lives through his sacrifice on the cross, dying and rising up again, winning the victory or taking authority over death and the grave. that even after death we can experience life.
Hallelujah.
And even whilst on earth we can experience kingdom life, being part of the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus is the access door, the only route. For by grace are ye saved. So by the grace of God today, you are hearing about this invitation to give your life to Christ Jesus. It is only when the Holy Spirit lives in your life that he grants you the grace to overcome all challenges and to live a life that is pleasing unto our King and our Father. And so, as you have this invitation today, please just say these words after me. That, Lord Jesus, I thank you for loving me. Even when I was yet a sinner, even in my sin, loving me and paying the sacrifice for my sins. Today, I yield completely to you. I surrender my life in totality to you. Take over and take control of my life. Be Lord and Master over my life. Grant me the grace to live a life pleasing unto you by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As you've said this prayer, I say if you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, you have access to eternal life. To them that believe on his name, give them the power to become sons of God. And from today, you are a child of God. God bless everyone for being part of today's time of worship. And throughout this week, your life will not be the same. As you've come to, you've responded to the call to come and worship the Lord. May the Lord also continue to do amazing things in your life this week. Let this week be the best week ever in your life so far. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. If you just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com, or you can call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.